The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and good day, and I'm quite happy to be back here and sitting here and continuing where we left off from a week ago on Monday. And the topic still is patience, and hopefully you've been patient to wait for the continuation of this. So, in a certain way, when we meditate, we don't accept the status quo. In a certain way, we don't just sit and just allow things to be as they are. And the certain way in which we don't do that, there's many ways, depending on the meditation technique and all kinds of things, but the certain way with mindfulness is that we always continue with the mindfulness practice. We always keep a steadiness, coming back to it, being mindful again, that makes a world of difference. To accept the status quo is to not be mindful. And one way that for some of you, a simple way to maintain the continuity, to keep coming back to mindfulness, not drift off in thought, is on every exhale, could be inhale if you prefer, that every exhale you recognize whether or not you've started to think again. And just that mindfulness of thinking might be enough not for you not to be caught in it or drift off in it. If you want, you could also let go of it at that point. Recognize your thinking and let go of it. Every time in the cycle, so it only goes a couple of seconds between a recognition of thinking and letting go, there is, it can be quite, thinking can be in some ways quite clever in camouflaging itself, or pulling us into its world so we don't know or recognize that we're thinking. But the clear recognition, I'm thinking again, and to do it on such a regular basis, patiently, steadily, practice coming back to mindfulness every exhale. And that every exhale of a moment of mindfulness, that kind of clarity, is where the steady, slow, patient approach to mindfulness occurs. Not looking for, you know, some big experience, but just looking, being content and patient with showing up and waking up to this. Here there's thinking. So assuming a comfortable, alert posture, and relaxing your gaze. If you're looking at the screen, maybe looking down at maybe a 45-degree angle, and see if the eyes can be a little bit more at rest. And then to gently, if it's comfortable for you, nice, you can gently close your eyes. And then to establish a stronger connection to the present moment through your body, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Deep enough so you feel your rib cages stretch as they expand. Or you feel the ballooning out of your belly in that deep exhale. And with a long inhale and a long exhale, So ballooning out of the belly as you inhale. And then with the exhale, releasing, relaxing. Softening. Letting the breathing return to normal. And taking a few moments in the silence to relax your body. Maybe each time you exhale, relax some part of your body. Release the holding. And then from within your body, as part of your bodily experience, become aware of the body breathing. Wherever the breathing is most comfortable for you to experience, or where it's clearest, so easiest to connect to. Could be the movements of the belly, the movements of the chest, the sensations of the air going in and out through the nostrils, or some broad whole body experience of breathing. And as you exhale, at the end of the exhale, perhaps you can relax a bit or release a teeny bit more. So there's a slight continuation of the exhale, or perhaps a ever so slight pause before you inhale. And whenever it's time to inhale, quietly, attentively, receive the inhale. Receive the movement, sensations of the body as you inhale. And as you exhale, allow the exhale, allow the release. And every time you exhale, notice if you've been thinking. If you have, you might very gently whisper to yourself, thinking, as a clear recognition. And if it's easy enough to let go of your thoughts during the exhale, let them go. So there's a letting go into the quiet and stillness at the end of the exhale. So you can better receive the inhale. And remembering at every exhale, recognizing if thinking has returned. And if it's easy enough, let go of it. If it's not easy enough, be ready to recognize that you're thinking again when you exhale next time. Perhaps being a little bit more attentive so that you can notice if you've begun thinking on the exhale. And if you're able to let go of your thoughts by the end of the exhale, to be attentive to how thoughts begin, how they creep in on the inhale. And watching this phenomena from a quiet place within, unperturbed, undisturbed by it, but clearly recognizing. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to appreciate that if you can recognize that you're thinking, you might recognize the ways you're thinking that are not so accurate. The projections you have on people and events, the interpretations, perhaps even the bias. And if you're also able to let go of your thoughts, or to put them aside enough to see clearly without the filter of your thinking, then it's possible to be present for people, to be companions for people, be friends with people more fully, more clearly. And this is a gift. And may it be that our ability to be mindful supports our ability to be friends with others, to see them clearly, to have the ability to be present without the pull and the tug of our desires and aversions and interpretations. May it be that this practice that we do helps us to engage in the world in a kinder, friendlier, supportive way. And in that way, when we dedicate the merit, maybe we're more likely to be the conduit in which the merit travels out into the world. So whatever benefit and merit we've had from this practice, this together, may we dedicate it to the welfare and happiness of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.